Welcome in. Today we're building one of the most important future, jungle and modern drum and bass skills. We built a clean sub sign that follows your bass line, and then adding that VHS rave color on top without wrecking the low end. This is beginner friendly, fully stock Ableton Live 12, and it sits right in that edits mindset. We're not just designing a bass in isolation. We're rebuilding the foundation inside a mix so it hits consistently on different notes, on different systems, every time. Here's the big idea. A lot of classic jungle and rave bass sources, especially samples or resamples, have messy low end. You get rumble below the note, DC offset sometimes, pitch that wobbles in a way that feels cool up top but destroys the sub, or notes that are just uneven in level. So instead of fighting that, we'll split the job into two layers. Layer 1 is subsign. Pure. Mono. Clean. Stable. Sidechain to the kick. Layer 2 is bass color. All the vibe. Saturation, tape wobble, stereo width, crunchy top, but we keep it out of the sub range so it can't interfere. By the end, you'll have a bass that feels like a proper roller, tight engine underneath, nostalgic VHS haze on top. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket, like 170 BPM. You can go anywhere from 165 to 174, but 170 is a great center point. If you're using bass audio samples, keep in mind warp mode matters. For bass, tones often stays cleaner and complex pro can sometimes smear. So if something sounds blurry, try switching between tones and complex pro and pick the one that keeps the low end most stable. Also, separate your kick and snare onto their own tracks early. We're going to sidechain the sub to the kick, and you'll want that routing clean and obvious. Next question, what are we rebuilding from? MIDI or audio? If your bass line is already MIDI, you're in easy mode. We'll just copy that MIDI to the sub track and we're basically done with the follow the pattern part. If your bass line is audio, no stress. Two options. Option 1. Right-click the audio clip and choose Convert Melody to New MIDI Track. If the audio is fairly monophonic, Ableton can do a decent job. Option 2. And honestly, this is often faster in DNB. Just draw in the MIDI by hand, because the bass pattern usually repeats. Even a two-note roller is enough to get pro results if it's tight. Once you've got the notes, we're ready to build the subsign. Create a new MIDI track and name it subsign. Keep it obvious. Put operator on it. In operator, we want a clean sign. Use algorithm 1. Just oscillator A. Make sure OSK is a sine wave. Set the level around minus 6 dB as a starting point. We'll gain stage later, but starting conservative keeps you from accidentally mixing too hot. Now the envelope. This is one of those details that decides whether your bass feels expensive or messy. Set attack to basically instant, but not always absolute zero. Start around 0 to 2 milliseconds. If you get clicks when notes change, you can push that to 2 to 5 milliseconds. It's a small change with a big impact. For decay, try something like 200 to 450 milliseconds depending on how rolling you want it. If you want plucky subs, pull the sustain down really low, basically minus infinity, and let the decay define the body. Release. Aim for 60 to 120 milliseconds. In rollers, release is everything. Too short and it feels like it's choking. Too long and it smears into the next note and your groove turns into mud. You're aiming for connected but controlled. Now make it follow your bass pattern. Copy the same MIDI clip from your bass track onto subsign, or use that converted MIDI. Then make it monophonic. This part is huge. If notes overlap, you can get double triggering in the low end, and it feels uneven and sort of lumpy. So zoom in. Check for overlaps. Shorten notes so they don't stack. If you want to be extra clean, leave tiny gaps between notes. That can also reduce clicking without making your release too long. Before we go into processing, here's a coach move that saves beginners a ton of pain. Pick your sub lane, meaning the octave, early. For future jungle, a lot of subs sit around E1 to G1. That's roughly 41 to 49 Hz fundamentals. If you want more perceived loudness and less stress on systems, you can go a step up into A1 to C2. If your bass line jumps around higher, keep the sub sign anchored in that lane and let the color layer do the movement. That's how you stay powerful and consistent. Also check tuning. Drop a tuner on the sub sign track temporarily and play a long note. If your project is built around a sampled bass with drift, sometimes the key is close but not exact. Fix the MIDI notes first so the harmony is right. Then do vibe processing. Vibe is not a substitute for beating in tune. Now let's tighten the groove. Open the MIDI on subsign. Future jungle likes an urgent pocket. If the sub feels late or lazy, try nudging the notes slightly earlier, like 3 to 10 milliseconds. We're talking tiny moves. If you hear the timing, it's too much. You can also try a groove like Swing 16-55, but be careful. Swing on sub can quickly sound drunk if you overdo it. Apply lightly. The drums can swing harder. The sub usually wants to be stable. Now we build the essential chain on the sub sign. After operator, add EQ 8. Put a high pass filter at about 20 to 30 Hz. Use 12 or 24 dB per octave. This is not about changing the musical note. It's about removing useless subsonic rumble that eats headroom and makes your limiter hate you later. Because it's a sign, you usually don't need big EQ moves. If you're hearing extra boxiness, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 can help, but keep it minimal. With a pure sign, less is more. Next, add saturator. This is where your sign starts translating on small speakers. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. And here's the key. Match the output so it's not just louder. You're aiming for richer, not bigger. If you trick yourself with loudness, you'll always overdo it. After that, add utility and lock the sub to mono. Set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable if you want club translation. If you want extra safety, you can use bass mono around 120 Hz as well, especially once other processing starts happening elsewhere in your mix. Now sidechain it to the kick. Add a compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track. Start with ratio at 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, and here's the teacher note, sidechain shape matters more than amount. Two settings can both say 4 dB reduction and feel completely different. If the groove feels like it breathes late, shorten the release. If the kick loses impact, increase the attack slightly so the transient gets through before the ducking clamps down. If you want an even cleaner roll later, you can do a ghost kick sidechain, a muted trigger that hits exactly where you want the ducking. But for now, sidechain to the reedle kick is perfect. At this point your sub sign should feel like a stable engine, consistent level, consistent pitch, and it gets out of the way of the kick. Now we build the fun layer, the VHS rave color. Create or use another track called bass color. This can be your original sampled bass, a Reese, a mid-bass synth, whatever has character. The rule is simple. Sub sign owns the sub. Color owns everything above the crossover. First device on bass color, EQ 8. High pass it at about 110 to 150 Hz. Start at 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. If your low end gets cloudy, push it higher. This step is one of the biggest pro vs beginner differences. If your color layer keeps sub frequencies, you get phase fights, punch disappears, and you'll keep turning things up and it never sounds right. Now add saturation or distortion for grit. If you have Roar in Live 12, this is a great time to use it. Pick a tape or warm style. Keep the drive low to medium. You want character, not fuzz. Tilt the tone slightly darker if it's getting harsh, and set the mix somewhere between 30 and 70% depending on aggression. If you'd rather keep it simple, use saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn color on, soft clip on. Again, level match so you're judging tone, not loudness. Now the VHS wobble, subtle pitch drift. You can use shifter in pitch mode and do tiny fine pitch movement, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. The key word is tiny. This is old tape, not out of tune synth solo. If your shifter view doesn't show an LFO option the way you expect, you can do this with clip modulation, especially on audio though. Use the clip envelopes and add very subtle pitch modulation. Slow rate, low depth, think 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. It should feel like a gentle instability, not a wobble effect you can point at. And a great trick, make the drift less on the actual drop so the drop hits solid, then let the drift increase slightly during fills or breakdown moments for that nostalgic movement. Next, blue it. Add glue compressor after the wobble and saturation. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds. Release to auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make it feel like one piece. Now add width, but only where it's safe. Put utility near the end and set width around 120 to 160%. Then check if low mids start to feel roomy or muddy. If they do, add EQ 8 after and do a gentle reduction somewhere in the 180 to 350 Hz range, or even a subtle low shelf dip below 150 to 250. We're keeping the center clean and letting the width live higher up. Extra insurance, you can also enable bass mono at 120 Hz on this track too. Even though it's high-passed, it's a nice safety belt. Now we group it. Select sub sign and bass color, group them, and call it base bus. This is your control point for the whole base system. On the base bus, at EQ8, if it's boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it fights your snare or vocals, a tiny dip around 1 to 2k Hz can help. Tiny is the keyword. We're sculpting, not rebuilding again. Then add a limiter, very gently, just to catch peaks. You're not slamming this. Think occasional 1 to 2 dB reduction. If you're seeing constant limiting, the issue is earlier in the chain, usually too much sub-level or too much saturation, creating uncontrolled peaks. Quick calibration move, drop a spectrum on the bass bus, and look for a stable fundamental bump, often somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz depending on your root note and octave. In a beginner-friendly target, the sub should be clearly present but not dominating your kick fundamental. If the master limiter starts working hard only when the sub plays, back the sub down 1 to 2 dB. That single move can clean up an entire mix. Now let's do a few arrangement moves that make it feel like future jungle, not just a loop. Try an 8-bar clean intro. For the first 8 bars, filter the color layer and keep the sub sign lower or even out. Then at bar 9, bring the sub sign in fully. That contrast creates impact without you needing to crank levels.